Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome to r/entitledparents. Now, in today's first entitled parent story, an entitled Karen threatens to call the police on her neighbor for wearing just a bathrobe outside and nothing else. Before we get into that though, guys, if you are new around here, please consider hitting the subscribe button. We are on our way now to 700,000 subscribers, getting eventually, hopefully, towards that million number. And yeah, any help will be greatly appreciated. And if you don't like my content, you can always unsubscribe later. All right, with that being said, let's jump into this first mental story. Entitled mother wanted police involvement for me wearing a dressing gown or a bathrobe. For context, I am a 23-year-old male who lives alone. I practice nudism when and where possible, and as such, I am naked for about 80% of the time that I am at home. So, this morning, I woke up and went about my usual stuff. Still naked, I noticed that the kitchen bin was rather full. I had a rather large Just Eat delivery dinner the night before, and it was utter chaos in there. I took the bag out, tied it up, and threw on my dressing gown or bathrobe to take the bag outside to the bins by the road. It was a crisp 3 degrees Celsius this morning, so I didn't want to be out there for long. The bins, yet again, were full. People don't bother to put them out properly and wonder why they fill up so fast. So I moved my own bin onto the pavement where they would be able to be collected easily. I threw the bin bag in it and was just heading back up the pathway to my front door when I heard the familiar, "Excuse me." I rolled my eyes, took a breath in, and turned around. "Yeah. Are you wearing anything under that robe?" the entitled mum said. Why does that matter? I know that it was done up correctly. I double knotted the tie up thing to make sure of it and wrapped it very tightly around me so it couldn't slip open in any way. "Well, are you?" "I don't think that's any concern of yours. I'm just putting my bins out." "Well, that means you're naked under that robe and that's illegal." No, it's not. I'm covered, so it's legal. As I turn away to open my door with my keys, she suddenly lunges up the path and grabs me on the arm. "Don't you touch me. Get off," I said. "But you're naked under there. That's illegal. I'm calling the police. It's damaging to children." "What, is it? Wearing a bathrobe is damaging to children? Really? Sure. If you don't let go of me, I'll report you for harassment and violence. F off, woman, and leave me alone. I've done nothing wrong here." The entitled mum lets out an unintelligible grunt, scream, screech type noise that made her sound like something from Doctor Who, circa 1970s. It ended with, "Police!" So my guess is that she was screeching about getting me in trouble with them or something, I don't know. Well, it's 8 p.m. now, and there's still no sign of the police, so unless they take 13 hours to respond, I think she was either BSing or the police just told her to bog off. While being naked under a bathrobe outside is not illegal, it might be considered odd, I suppose, but I didn't see the point in putting anything else on for a 2-minute task before being naked once I was back inside. I was fully covered up, so I don't see what her problem was at all. Crazy female dogs be crazy, I guess. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, in my opinion, I don't really see a problem with that at all. If you want to go outside wearing a bathroom gown or like a robe or whatever with nothing underneath, that's fine. It's none of my business what you do, as long as you're covered up and doing nothing illegal, you know, like actually going outside and being nude in public, which having no clothes on would be that, not having just a bathroom gown on, then it's fine by me. I mean, what's the difference between just wearing like a t-shirt and shorts or a bathroom robe? It's still one layer that's covering your body. You still can't see any of your naked body if you were someone's neighbor, I guess. So for me, I would have no problem with it at all. And it certainly is not illegal. I don't even think it's that weird, to be honest. I mean, I think I've done it before. Let me know if you agree with me, guys, because maybe I've got a weird opinion on this one. But I think it's completely fine what OP did here. I mean, I don't know about the nudism stuff. I'm not really into that. But going outside with a bathroom gown on, all good in my opinion. Now moving on to our next post, entitled mum blames me for stealing 100,000 rand from her. Now, for those of you that don't know, guys, South African rand is the currency used in South Africa, and 100,000 rand equates to approximately $7,000. So it's quite a lot of money, you know, £6,000, $7,000, there or thereabouts. It's a lot of money. Some background info. My mum set up my bank account when I was about 15, so it'd be connected to hers, and she could have full access to see all my transactions, available funds, etc. And she would constantly message me, asking me what I was spending my own money on. She didn't even pay my allowance. It was actually my dad, who had divorced her when I was young, who did so. So, when I turned 18, I tried to get my account separated. But for reasons I can't remember, it didn't separate smoothly, and she was still able to see a lot of my transactions and funds. It's separated now, but either way, it's none of her business at all. Also, this is definitely not the first time that she has accused me of something completely irrational or just unbelievable. So the majority of this happened over the course of last year, but it all started 2 years ago when my mother asked me to hold some money for her. I'm not sure what her reasoning was for it, but she decided that it would be better for her, at the time, 18-year-old son to hold over 300,000 rand, so what, nearly $20,000 for her, in his account as opposed to hers. I was a little skeptical at first as to why she would want me to hold her money, but she said I could keep the interest that was coming in, so I accepted it. So, my crazy entitled mother asked me to hold some money for her and keep it in a savings account. She clearly trusted me, and I'd like to think that I'm responsible enough, smart enough, and trustworthy enough to not steal from someone. My entitled mum, though, clearly thought the opposite of this at a certain point, but we haven't reached that yet. So, after about 8 months of me first receiving this money and holding it in a savings account in my bank, my mum asked for me to withdraw 100,000 rand and send that to her. Which I did. She got the money and we all lived happily ever after for about 14 months or so. Now that's when she asked me to withdraw the whole lot and send it over again. I did this without issue and she received her money. But when she saw the amount, just over 200,000 rand, she asked when the rest was coming in. Naturally confused, I asked her what rest she was talking about. She said that I had held 300,000 rand for her, and I told her that she must not remember, but I had given her that partial amount previously. She clearly didn't remember. I tried my best to tell her, but she did not believe one word I had said, and started accusing me of stealing from her and being deceitful. 100,000 rand is a lot of money, yes I know, and could easily buy you a lot of nice things. Things I definitely don't have. I mean, yeah, $7,000. Wow, you could buy a lot of stuff with that. I mean, you could buy a pretty nice car with that, jeez. This whole argument turned into a two-month-long fiasco, with me telling her multiple times to check her bank records to find it. She even screamed at me over the phone a few times and called me a dumb effer on one occasion. Eventually, I had to go into a bank and ask for a statement from that time period to show her. And once I did, she did not even apologize or anything. This all ended a few months ago, and I've barely spoken to her since, let alone seen her, and I'm definitely considering just cutting ties with her. This is not the first time she's done something like this, and she's actually stolen from me multiple times in the past. Yeah, the last line of that post, you know, it kind of compounds the fact that yes, your mum is a very, very shady person, and clearly she knew that you had already given her that $100,000, you know, rand, $7,000 USD money back in the day, and she was just trying to get one over on you and say, what do you mean? You gave me that 100,000. I want the full 300,000. Even though she knew full well that you'd already given her the 100,000. It's so obvious to see, especially given that she's tried it before. Yeah, honestly, it's not my place to say cut ties or don't, but cut ties, man. If she's trying to, like, con you into giving her money that, you know, like, first of all, why is she asking you to hold her money when you're 18? It's so weird. Is the whole point of that literally just so that she can try and scam you later? Your own mother try and scam you? That, the more I think about it, the more I speak about it, the more that it seems like that is actually what's going on here. She's literally your own mother just trying to scam you out of your own money. Wow. Just wow.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, now time for our final post. Now, this one is a little bit of a combination between, you know, your regular entitled parents, but also Am I the Butthole? It's a story that kind of blends between the two subreddits. So I think if you're a fan of both, you will definitely enjoy this one. Am I the Butthole for teaching a 10-year-old a four-letter word? This story takes place back when I had no patience. I was a bit of a butt, pretty petty, and all around not mature. I also didn't handle people yelling in my face very well. I may have overreacted here, and some will likely bash me for what I did. I admit I could have handled this better, but that doesn't really excuse me. But it was still petty, so here we go. A couple of years back, I ordered some prints at an office supply store. I hung out for a few minutes while they reprinted some things. While waiting, I see a mother and a daughter come and are waiting for me to be finished. The daughter is like 10 or something, I don't know, elementary, almost middle school, somewhere around there. I got my prints and paid. I don't know how I did this, but I straight up tripped over my own feet while turning around. I tried to catch myself on one of those wire racks and scratched myself. Enough to cut me, but not enough to bleed. Know what I mean? Anyways, look, it shot me for a second, so I verbally reacted. Not quietly, but definitely to where only those within a few feet could make it out. That, unfortunately, included this mother. So I turned around, tripped over myself and scratched myself and say, "Oh, you mother F." I stopped myself just in time to remember the kid next to me. I try not to use language when around kids, so I stopped myself from finishing my exclamation. But the mother said, "Excuse me? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to almost run into you. I must have tripped over myself." "I don't care about that. My daughter is right here. You need to watch your filthy mouth, boy." Now, mind you, I have a full beard and was 27 or 28 years old at the time. My apologies. I tripped, scratched myself. It just surprised me. But I didn't actually finish what I was saying, and I only said, "Mother, you need to apologize for having a bad mouth, boy. My kid is right here." I literally just apologized. "I didn't hear you, boy. Say it again." Like I said, I don't really have a lot of patience in the first place, and call me boy, oh man, I really tried for about 10 seconds. Like I said, I didn't say anything past mother. You really don't need to overreact. "No, you need to apologize to me and my daughter for being a horrible person." I stare at her. "Take a breath. 10 seconds are up, you female dog." In my most polite tone, I say, "You're right, mom." I kneel down, look at the girl, and say, "I'm so sorry for almost saying the word fuck." I stand up and look at the mother. "Oh, whoops, sorry, it just slipped out." There, I did my apology. So I started walking away, quite pleased with myself, while the mother continued yelling at me not to leave and blah blah blah. Now, I know I could have handled that a lot better. I actually felt really bad later that day for the little girl. But it felt so good getting my revenge on someone like that woman. But if you downvote this, I completely understand. Now that I think about it though, I knew and was saying that word when I was that age anyways. So there's a chance that she'd already heard it, right? Well, given that this post is kind of an Am I the Butthole, I better answer that question first. It's a tough one, you know, because it's very funny what OP did. And it was a good reaction to being told that you can't use the word mother. Like, seriously, he didn't even say mother effa, he said mother. So, I mean, is he being a butthole here? Yes and no, it's up to you to decide, really. It's one of those where it's just like, it's subjective, isn't it? For me, no, because it's really funny. But I can understand why people would say, well, why would, there's no need to, you know, say this little girl the F word. It's really unnecessary. But for me, I totally get where OP is coming from. And it's just funny, you know, like, just chucking all that back in this mum's face. You've literally been told off for saying the word mother. How's she going to react when I say the word F to her daughter? It's funny. That's all I'm going to say. Overall, is this parent entitled though? That's the next question. Yeah, because she's had a go at you for not even finishing a swear word. The kid is not going to know what mother effer, the word mother effer, really. And if they do, then they already do. Like, there's nothing lost there. So by just saying the word mother, going ballistic over that, yes, that's entitled. It's unnecessary to go crazy over that, especially when this person's hurt themselves, right? And, you know, when you hurt yourselves, you often do let out an expletive because that's, you know, the go-to. Nothing wrong with it, in my opinion. OP was trying to be nice, cut himself off from saying the full word, but no, got thrown back in his face and his reaction was great. So overall, very good stuff, OP. I'm a fan of you. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of Entitled Parents. If you do want more from me right away, check out this playlist of all my Entitled Parents videos in one. If you want to binge them, you know, you're a bit bored, you want to watch more of me all day or night, then yeah, chuck this on and have it going in the background. Watch it all. Do whatever you want. It's good stuff and it helps me out a lot. If you are new to my channel, as I said, make sure you are subscribed. And with that all being said, I'll see you guys tomorrow for a brand new video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.